fazer aula?
Points out that the Kula in the first Mishnah, that the Shliach Lo'ilocha is believed to say Befanei Nechtav, and in Eretz Yisrael you don't even have to say Befanei Nechtav at all, special Kula that only applies to Get Isha. By other Shtaris, the Beis Din would say Taininon. They wouldn't be Mizaka the person with the Shtar She'eni Mekuyam. They wouldn't be lying a kiyam ashtar of a shlich la'alocha as an eid echod. They would insist you have to have two kosher eid. The shlich la'alocha as an eid echod could be an isha, could be a karav. None of this would be accepted. And all other stories, you need two kosher eid. So the Mishnah says on Testament Aleph that these kulas, that you don't say taininan, that eid echod is believed because he's medayik, the shlich la'alocha is medayik. These two kulas apply only to gedisha mishamigun akila b'rabbanan. Then the Mishnah says that they carried over the two kulas to Sheikh Rebbe Kanaini also. What's the big shas hatchak by the Sheikh Rebbe Kanaini? So Tosfos says he wants to be chayiv in all the mitzvahs. He wants to be able to lead a normal life, not to be mezana with the shivcha izmuta b'shivcha kanaini. No, he wants to get married. He wants to have a wife and to have a family and to have children. Fine. So that's considered a big shas hatchak. So the Mishnah says that this is one of the dinim that shared in common. This is a din de rabbanon. The whole din of mezuyah is only an institution of the rabbanon. So this din de rabbanon, zu achas men adach mishavu gidin rashi mishulch rabbanon. This is one of the several dinim which they have in common. There are cases when the Odin is permitted and obligated to free the Abik 90. That's his story, whether the Odin is in violation of the Yisr Aseh or not. The Gemara has a machloikis satanoim, Rabbi Kiva and Mishmoel, in the beginning of Soita, Dav Gimel Amin Aleph, about three psukim. So one of the psukim is, Le'olamayim Tavoidah. So Rabbi Kiva says that it's an Yisr Aseh, that it's a choiva. And Rabbi Shmuel says that it's only Rishus. So many cases, the Yodon may be in violation of this essay by being Meshach of the Yavik 90. Many cases it'll be Mutta. Sometimes it'll be Mutta. In different cases it'll be Mutta. So the Mishnah lists off this inyan of Mizuyas times, Mizuyav Neidech, what is believed. This is one of the dinim that they share in common. What are the Zuachas Meda Drachim? It sounds like there are other additional Drachim. What are the additional Drachim? So the Gemara quotes the Braisa, Tan Rabban, and there are three dinim. Then you learn the Gemara Baita comes out there are more than three dinim. When the Rambam quotes this din, he writes there are six dinim. The Rambam takes the Braisa and he paraphrases it. So he says, "Bishisha drachim shavu gita nashim l'shechuri avonim." He incorporates all the dinim on Amud Beis, the dinim der Rais and the dinim der Rabbanon. The Gemara says on Amud Beis that they share in common the shtar shicha Rebbe Kanaini requires ksiva l'shma because you learn that law lo meisha. Says chubsha lo nitan lo. But the Shivcha Harufa, Abual Shivcha Harufa is chayv to bring an Asham, Asham Shivcha Harufa, and the Shivcha Harufa gets Malkus, Bikoris Tia, she gets Malkus, and the Baal Leho is chayv Asham Shivcha Harufa. So the Pasuk says, why isn't she a regular Eishes Ishes Zin? So let them both get an Einish Misa. The Pasuk is, Lo Yumsu Ki Lohu Pasha. She wasn't freed. If she would have been freed and she would have been married, it would have been a regular Eishes Ish. And Eishes Ish is a Bechenek. Eishes Ish is a Chiyav Misa. But because Kilochu Pasha, she wasn't freed, so that's why it's less. So the Pasuk says, Hofti lo nivdosa, achub shalo nitan lo. So the Gemara interprets, Hofti lo nivdosa, she wasn't nivdis, bekesev, that if somebody's either the Eved Kanaani has his own kesef, or someone else gives kesef to the Adon. So that's one way to be Meshachah the Eved Kanaani. Achub shalanitan lo, she was neither freed aide kesef, nor was she freed aide shtar. That's how the Tanoim understood. So Gemara later in Gittin. Half the line of Dasa refers to kesef, becomes stamp pidyon as be kesef. Achub shalanitan lo, she wasn't given a shtar. So because it says lo in connection with the shtar, achub shalanitan lo, that's the meaning of that phrase. So we derive Xereshava Lola Meisha. That Xereshava Lola Meisha tells us other things. It tells us that an Eved Kanaani is not chayv to sit in Sukkah, and is not chayv in tzitzis and tefillin. It's only chayv in the mitzvahs that the Isha is chayevus. Lola Meisha. But the Gemara has Lola Meisha. It's a problematic Xereshava because the Pasuk is talking about a female, a Shivcha Kanaanis. So of course she's only chayv in mitzvahs Kisha. She is an Isha. So how do you see from here that male Avodim That's what the Acharonim work on that. Abdovar al-Karlina works on that kasha in his sefer on the Rambam, Pizkei Halachos. So that's a good kasha. But somehow the Gemara learns that Lola Meisha, that an Eved Kenayani is only chayv in Mitzvos Kisha. Then the Gemara says, Lola Meisha, that the Cheftza of the Shtar Shichur has similar dinim on the level of the Raisa to the Cheftza of the Get. And the Gemara says, what are the two dinim? You cannot write b'mechuber, just like a get is no good b'mechuber, so to a shtar shichra, and then you have to have the shema. What about the maisa and the sina, not the chevtze? So that's a diun in achreinim. The din is a tligitach magabi karka is possible by a get, if the husband puts the get on a table. He tells his wife, pick it up and you'll be mugureshe. So the Gemara says, later, I'm a rove, that's no good, because you need v'nosan b'yod, you need nesina, tligitach magabi karka is no good. So that's a diun in achreinim. We'll have to see what does it say in Tosus on the next daf. On this topic. So that's a din on achrayim. Do you derive lola meisha only for the cheftza of the shtar shichur, or do you even derive lola meisha on the maisa hanesinim? So that's the hapella. What does the braisa say here? B'shlosh adroch mishavag yidnash and shulchri avonim, and it lists off funny dinim. Why doesn't it list off? The Gemara asks, why doesn't it mention mechuba? Why doesn't it mention lishma? So the Gemara says, no, the braisa is only listing off dinim derabbanan, not listing off dinim derais. The Rambam is not constrained with this. Why should the Rambam only write dinim derabbanan? So the Rambam writes v'shisha drachim shavugid dinashim shulchan rabbanim, and incorporates all the dinim deraisa together with the dinim derabbanan. So what are the three dinim derabbanan that the braisa lists? So one is what it says in the Mishnah. The whole issue of tainus mezuyif is only made derabbanan. In our Torah, eidim achsim al hashtar nasik mishnah nechri dusim bezin. So the whole story of mezuyif is only made derabbanan. So they didn't. You don't say tanina by get isha and by shtar shichur. And the shliach lo loch is neman to make the kiyum hashtar even though it's biyachid. So that's one din that you share in common. That's in the Mishnah. What are the other dinim? The rabbanon. So the brisa continues. Kol get any shtar mom and sheish olavet kusi pasul chutz mi gitin oshem shachuri avarim by getisha and by shtar shichur rabbi knaini we're makel to accept. That's how we pass. And if there's one eight kusi, the Mishnah on Yudam and Aleph has like that. Kol get sheyesh olif eight kusi, one eight echod, who's a kusi is good. And then it continues, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel disagrees. Rabbi Gamliel says, even if both of the eidim are kusim, hoyu eidov, eide kusim, the simple reading of the Mishnah, hoyu eidov, eide kusim, even though both eidim are kusim, it's still good. The Gemara on Yudam and Beis, right before the Mishnah, has two ways to read the Mishnah. It says, how can you tell me that only eid echad kusi is acceptable? But it says, eidov eidi kusim. So, Omer Abai tini eidov. Machlokes Abai v'rova. Abai says it's a misprint. Toh sofer, instead of eidov eidi kusim, you have to correct it. V'hoya eido eid kusi. You have to amend the text on two words. And Rabbi Gamliel is only makel by eid echad. And Robert disagrees, says, no, why should you be magir the Mishnah of the Yodam Trei? Rabbi Gamliel disagrees with the Tanakam. The Mishnah quotes the story to tell you Rabbi Gamliel disagrees. Tanna Kama holds that only eid echad kusim were mekel, and Rabbi Gamliel is even mekel if the two eidim are kusim. So what's the story with the kusim? So we started working on it yesterday. So the Tosis writes in Sukkah and Daf Chesam and Beis that the initial geirus of the kusim, as described in the end of Malach and Beis, was not valid. As Elohim hayu ovdim. It says they worshipped Avodah Zarah. So there was no. The Gemara Masechah Shabbos talks about a Gershon Isgar Ben Haumas. A Gershon Isgar, he didn't have a good program to prepare him for the Geiris. And it's a valid Geiris, but he never heard of the Isser of Avodah Zarah. So it is. There is such a possibility. A Gershon Isgar is still worshipping Avodah Zarah. He didn't know that was awesome. Because he didn't have. He had a bezin of three Shvachei Rabbanim. And they forgot to mention that we don't believe in the Trinity. They spoke about other things. What else did they talk about? They thought that he knows. They were talking about Shehakal and Mezoinus and Asher Yotzar. They forgot to talk about the Trinity. Okay. So the Gemara talks about such a possibility. But Tosfos says in Sukkah, Daf Chesam and Beis, that by the Kusim, they didn't accept anything. There was zero. There was no Kabbalah on Mitzvahs at all. So the initial Geirus was not valid. The Machlokes HaTanoim that was going on for a few generations where the Kusim Geiriyam is Kusim Geiri Arayis, is a historical machloek, is did they convert the second time? Vikumtis, how come in the days of the Tanakh the Kusim were going Gemurim? And all of a sudden, days of the Tanoim, they were medaktik on some mitzvahs and other mitzvahs, they were not medaktik on. To the extent that the Gemara quotes the Braise on Yudam and Aleph, Atosefta and Psochim, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, mitzvah shechzik ba kusim, the mitzvahs that they do observe, they're like Bali Tshuva, harbi medakten ba yosem Yisrael. They're more careful than the regular Jews. Like Bali Tshuva, more medaktik than the frum from birth. They're more medaktik. So the Tanayim trying to figure out, where did it come from? How come they were so observant on some mitzvahs and others not? So one opinion of the Tanoim was they lived in Eretz Yisrael so long, so some of the mitzvahs rubbed off on them, but they never underwent a second geirus. It was the first geirus and that's all. First geirus was meaningless, kusim geiri aroisen, because they only converted because of the lions, and there never was any kabbalas on mitzvahs. And the accepted opinion, the majority opinion of the Tanoim was no. It's a historical machlokes that kusim geiri emesen, shuv nizgaru b'leif shalom. They were megayir a second time. And the second geiris made them all Jewish. So that's how we assume la halacha kusim ageiri emes. We pass on la halacha like the Gemara in the first perek in Chulin. That in the days of Rab Meir was after the Churban Bayis Sheni. In the days of Rab Meir, he had his Talmidim check and they saw that the kusim were worshipping the Dmus Yoin and Hagrizim. So he declared, and Rab Meir is Chayish L'miyuta. Rab Meir says that the pasuk that says in Chumash Acharam Lahatois only applies when it's Yef Shalavar. But Hechad Ef Shalavrurei Mevarina, you shouldn't rely on the right. So since he found some of the kusim were worshipping Abayda Zara, so he declared all the kusim have a din of goyim. Gozraleim kakim gurim v'chol devrim. So that's what we mentioned yesterday. That's a machlekes in Rishonim. Is that only lechumra, or is it bein lekula bein lechumra? Strange din, how can it be bein lechumra bein lekula? Ramam shita. Bein lekula bein lechumra. Rav Meir declared that the kusim, all the kusim have a din of goyim, bein lekula, bein lechumra. I can use them as my Shabbos goy. I can sell a chametz to the kusim. How can it be? But if in Atar they were Jewish, how can he declare that they have a din of a goy lekula?
If Ramirez whole gzera is just based on the shita of Chashim and Yudah, we don't usually follow that opinion, so why are we...
Very strong kasha. We usually don't follow Ramirez's opinion. That's what Tosis points out in the first parak in Chulin. The Gemara says, and according to Rav Meir, Chayish l'miyuta hechi ochel bistra. How would Rav Meir rather eat flesh? Maybe the animal is a treifah. Does anybody ever go check for all the treifahs? It'll take you a year to go check to make sure the animal doesn't. Nobody checks for all the treifahs. So you see from the Gemara. So the Gemara answers. So they see from the way the Gemara words the question, or the Rav Meir, the Chayish l'miyuta hechi ochel bistra. How would Rav Meir eat flesh? It sounds like according to us, there's no problem. Seems like from the Gemara, we don't pass like Rav Meir. So how come all of a sudden over here we do Paschal like this Rav Meir? The Gemara says that this is Rav Meir Lushitosa. That's a very strong question. I thought you were going to ask another question. Even Rav Meir Chayish L'miyuta is a machlokes in Rishonim, whether it's Deraisa or Derabbanan. So if you hold that Rav Meir Chayish L'miyuta is only Derabbanan, so how can you say that they have a din, all the kusim have a din of goyim, bein lekula, bein lechumra? How can it be lekula? It's only miyuta, even if it's a din deraisa, even if a mer chayish lemiyuta mideraisa, chayish lemiyuta, but it's not that the miyuta is the vadois. How can it be bein lekula bein lechumra? That's a big problem. That's a strong kasha. These are all strong kashas. I don't know. There's something missing over here.
Do kusim have a cheskas of being goyim? They was like of being goyim.
Originally, we know that they were non-Jews.
And we don't know for sure they converted at some point, right?
Right. And then, so the Tanaim had an argument. They said, from the fact that they keep half of the mitzvahs, they keep so many mitzvahs, so the majority of the Tanaim assumed this is a clear indication that they must have converted at some later time, Balev Shalom, with a Kabbalah, some mitzvahs, yeah.
Do they have a Cheskas
Achim,
or do they have a Cheskas
Achim? Now they have a Cheskas Yisrael. Kusim are Geri Emes, we assume there was a second Geris. And then later, Rav Meir declared that they have a din of Akum. So all the questions are very strong. Why do all of a sudden that we pass like Rav Meir? Meir Chayshul Miyuta is not accepted. How can it be that it's Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumre, if it's only a Miyuta, and if Rav Meir Chayshul Miyuta is only with the Rabbanon, how can it be Lekula? It's a Pella. The whole thing is a big Pella. Yisridi Yesh just explains one part of the puzzle, but he doesn't explain the whole puzzle. He just explains, where does it come from, such an idea that you take a Jew and you declare that he's dina kigoy? How do you have a right to do such a thing? So he says, this expression, loizazim misham, achasam akum gmurim, l'chol divrayim, that the Gemara has that expression in the beginning of Chulin, and of Zayin asa, b'negeh to the kusim, so the same expression appears in the end of the first perik in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos talks about the lost 10 tribes. So where did they get lost? So they intermarried with the nations who lived around there. So the Gemara quotes Amoraim who say that if a non-Jew is mekadosh a Jewish woman bezman hazeh, nachash kiddush isha bezman hazeh choshishim lekiddushin, shema me'aseres hashvatim hu. Maybe the goy who is mekadosh the isha, maybe his mother's 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 mother all the way back is from aseres hashvatim. True, they intermarried, but once a Jew, always a Jew. So if his mother's 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 all the way back, you have a mixed marriage, the mother is Jewish and the father's not Jewish, so the child is going to be Jewish. And maybe his mother's mother's mother, till the days of the Aseres HaShvatim, was Jewish, so maybe he's Jewish. That's how the Gemara begins there, the last daf in the first paragraph in Yevamos. Akam she'kidishi she'bizman hazeh choshishim l'kidushin, shema me'aseres HaShvatim hu. Then the Gemara comes to the conclusion, we don't pass like that. Why? Because there's a pasuk in Treyasa that says, regarding the Aseres HaShvatim, Bashem bagodu, kibonim zorim yavodu, they rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they intermarried, they assimilated, so they became goyim gemur. Bashem b'avadu ki barim zarim yoladu. And the Gemara understands the pasuk to say that the Aseres HaShvatim lost their status as a Jew after mekadosh an isha ein choshishim l'kiddushin. So the Gemara says lahakel, and the Gemara the expression used by the Gemara there at the end of the first parak in Yevamos is identical to the expression used by the Kus lozazim isham acha asom ka'akum gemurim l'chol divrem. So the Gemara there says beferish that it's lahakel. So that's what led some of the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnayos, and Nida, and other Rishonim to say that the same expression that appears in connection with the Kusim also means Bein Lahakal Bein Lahachma. What does it mean? What does it mean that you take a Jew and you declare that it's Dina Ka'akum? So there are three opinions. That's what the Sri Yesh points out. There are three opinions in the Gaonim and the Rishonim. So some Rishonim say that this pasuk Bashem Bagod Kiborim Zarim Yolado was a Hirah Shor that was declared by the Nevi'im in Treyasar only in connection with Aseres HaShvatim and not any other case. That's all. The Rambam and his group of Rishonim hold no, it's a Hirah Shor, but it doesn't only apply, maybe it's not a Hirah Shor, but it doesn't only apply Benegeta to the Aseres HaShvatim, it applies to any group of Jews who float away so far away from mainstream Judaism that it looks like a different religion, so the Tanoim declared that the Kusim floated away far enough. The Reformed Jews today floated away further than the Kusim did. But no one declared that as Dina Kakum. If the Rabbanim would get together, they would declare that the Reform of Dina Kakum, it would be a Kal v'chaymer from the Kusim, but no one declared. So the Rambam's opinion is that by the Kusim, because they floated away so far, we still have all the questions. What do you mean? It's only a miut. It wasn't a rove. Why should we hold like Rab Meir? That part of the puzzle we don't know the answer to. But this Rishi explains this part. How can you declare that as Dina Kachma? So he says, because it's a pasuk in Navi. Just like the Aseres HaShvatim floated away so far, they totally assimilated. So even the Kusim didn't totally assimilate. So they floated away so much from mainstream Judaism until the Tanoim declared that Dina Kakum. And then the Shita Sagonim is that any Jew who converts to another religion becomes a Goy Gomer and he loses his Kedushas Yisrael. And if he decides, and I can use him, strictly speaking, I can use him as my Shabbos Goy and I can sell a Chometz to him, he's not Jewish. And if he's Mekadosh and Isha, the Kedushan are not Chal. But the Gemara says, if you have a Jew who becomes a Meshumed, and he's Mekadosh and Isha, Kedush of Kedushan, Gemara and Yevamos, so the Gaonim say that's a chumra midrabban, because he may do tshuva. That's only a chumra midrabban. Mikra adin deraisa, the Jew who converts to another religion, loses his kedushas Yisrael. And then there's a passage in the Avos Rav Nosson, which is quoted in Yerideya and Hilchas Gerim, that if a Jew converted to another religion and he decides he wants to come back to become Jewish, wants to be chosen a tshuva, so he has to undergo geiris, he has to be toivel in a mikveh, in the presence of a bezin, and then the taz adds on, he has to have hatofas dam bris as well. Even though when he was a baby, he had a bris. But once he converts to another religion, he wants to become Jewish again, he has to have again a hatofas dam bris. So the Goyim understood that passage in the Avos Rav Nosson is stating on Din Deraisa, that a Jew who converted loses his Kedushas Yisrael. It's not true, once a Jew, always a Jew. It's not true. The Goyim say, when the Jew converts, he loses his Kedushas Yisrael. Menat Torah. If he's Mekadosh and Isha, Choshishim L'Kiddushim Midirabbanan, but Menat Torah Takenat. And if he decides he wants to become Jewish again, we would require Menat Torah that he should undergo Geiris. The accepted opinion is not like the Gaonim. The accepted opinion is that once he's a Jew, he's always a Jew. And if he became a Meshuman and he wants to become Jewish again, we would require Midirabbanan, that he should undergo Geirus. So that we understand what it says in the Ovis Deram Nosan and in the Yerideya, that he has to have Tvilan and Mikvah in the presence of three to be Mizgair again. But it's a little questionable what the Taz added on, that not only does he need Tvilan and Mikvah, he needs Hatofas Damris. What do you mean? But Minator, he is Jewish. Minator, he is Jewish. So Midirabbanan, you say he's not Jewish, he's allowed to be Chayvel Beatzmo. A person is not allowed to cut his body up. You're not allowed to mutilate your body. If you have a mitzvah milah, okay, so you have no choice. You have to perform the mitzvah milah. That's not considered mutilating the body. But if min haTorah, the man is Jewish, and midirabbanan, they want him to convert, so you say midirabbanan, you go so far to say that you even need atavas dam bris. That's what the Taz says, and it's there's what to wonder, there's what to question, whether we should accept that Taz lalach. This is in Hilchas Yibum, you have such a din. Let's say a man is married and he dies and leaves no children, so his wife has to have chalitza. What if the only surviving, only provided that he has surviving brothers? What if the surviving brother has converted to another religion? So the Shita Sargainim is that a mumarein is zotik. The surviving brother is a mishuman who converted to another religion, we declare that he's not considered Jewish and there's no need for chalitza. So we don't, the pashtus is, we don't paskan like the Gaonim. We paskin the woman is not permitted to remarry until she has a chalitza. The Ramah says that we're choshish for the Shita Sagonim. If there are two surviving brothers, and one is still Jewish, and the other one converted to another religion, so then we would be choshish for the Shita Sagonim and say that the one who converted is not Jewish anymore. The one who didn't convert, he's Jewish. So we wouldn't permit, let's say the one who converted to another religion is a very nice fellow. He's prepared to do the chalitza. The one who didn't convert is a miserable person. So would we allow the one who converted to the other religion, the Meshumet, would we allow him to do the Chalitz? So the Ramah says, we're choshish for the Shita Sagoinim. We're machmer l'chatchila not to allow the one who converted to the other religion to do the Chalitz. But if there would only be one surviving brother, and the one surviving brother is a Meshumet, so you're going to say that you paskin like the Goinim, l'hokel, the Pash, this is certainly not. Acham Avad Yosef has in his Tshuvas, he's prepared to paskin like the Goinim, l'kula. Very difficult. How can you say such a thing? We don't hold like that. We hold that a person who is Meshumet is still Jewish. Still Jewish. Dina Ka'akum. Okay. He's Dina Ka'akum. But he is a Yisrael. He's not the Nakum. It's very difficult. I don't think Chacham Avadya's opinion was accepted by the majority of the other Poskim. That he thinks that he says that the Ramah meant to Poskim like the Goinim, Afila Lahokel. Not only Lahachma, Afila Lahokel. The Pashtus is nuts. So Nachamo. So, we're talking over here, this Mishnah Yudam and Aleph, about a shtar that has a kusi signed on it. We're talking before the days of Rab Meir. By the time of Rab Meir, they already declared the Vazaz and Misham, Achasom Ka'akum Gurum L'chol Devarim, at least Lahachmer. It may be L'chol also, but at least Lahachmer. So, the din no longer applies, Bizman Hazeh. If you're going to have a kusi signed on any shtar in the world, that's like having a non Jew sign, and a Nachri is Pasaleidus, we assume. But we're talking before that period of time. So the Kusim are Jewish, the only Shaila is, but the half of the mitzvahs they don't keep, because they only follow Torah Shebichzav. They don't follow Torah Shebal Peh. So they're in violation of many of the dinim. So that's a Rasha, is Pasalatus, that's what we mentioned yesterday, the two types of Rasha. There's a Rasha Dechamas, one who violates Dinei HaTorah because he's going to make money. He compromises on his principles. Machmas Chimud Moment. He'll give Eid Sheker if they'll bribe him enough, or he'll eat non-kosher food if it's less expensive, or he'll get a job to work on Shabbos because he needs a parnosa. He'll be Mechal Shabbos because of a parnosa. So that's a Mum Rechon Nevelis L'Teyovon. He's making money out of it. So that everybody agrees that it's possible. So these Kusim, so, and then there's a Machlekes Abai V'Rabba. What about a Mum Rechon Nevelis L'Hachas? What if a person is not really compromising on his principles, he just doesn't observe Yiddishkeit? He's not a religious person. So we paskan like Abai the Yalkagam, that's the mem of the Yalkagam, that even a mumer, lehachis, not only a mumer, leteyova, not only one who compromises on his principles, machmas chimed mam, and even not compromising. These are not from his principles. He doesn't keep Shabbos, Kashrus, Taras, HaMishpacha, doesn't keep anything. It's also pasaleidus. So the Kusim violated half of the dinim based on what it says in the halacha. We follow Torah Shabbat. So they're in violation of a lot of dinim. So the pashtus says that they should be pasalaitis. Yeah, this whole din that we declare that the kusim are pasalaitis and so on, because we assume that they're doing averis. The shaila is, are they doing averis b'mezid or b'shegig? The first generation of kusim, they're rejecting the first generation who converted b'leib shalem, and they made a conscious decision. They're not going to follow the Torah Shebal Peh. Their descendants and the later generations is really b'shegig. That's the way they were brought up. They don't know any better. That's what they have a tradition from their parents, their grandparents, their great-grandparents. That's the way they keep Shabbos and Kashrus, and Taras HaMashbacha. They only keep Torah Shebichsav. So strictly speaking, you can't really say that the apostolate is all the averes that they violate is really only b'shegig. So that's what Tosis writes on Amid Beis, on Yud Amid Beis, Dima Maschel. He loved the Kusi Chover. The Tosis says the whole topic that we're talking about is only midirabbanon, that the kusim are apostolates. They're not ganovim. It's not a mumah l'teyovim. It's not that they violate the laws of Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha l'teyovim. They're violating because of ignorance. That's the way they were brought up by their parents. It's really b'shoigeg. It's not. So strictly speaking, they really shouldn't be posulatus. A person doesn't have their b'shoigeg. It's not posulatus. Really should be kosulatus. So the whole psulatus that we're talking about is only an issue of the Rabban. So that's what Tosis explains what's going on over here in the Gemara. Since we're only dealing with an issue of the Rabbanon, so that's why the Gemara was makel. That's why the Mishnah was makel. What were they makel over here? So the Gemara explains, what's the din? How many Edom do you have to have signed on in any given shtar? So the halacha says two witnesses on a get mikushi need a minimum of three, and a normal shtar need a minimum of two Edom signed. What if the man says, the loiva says, write a shtar for the malva that I owe him 100,000, and I want five witnesses to sign. So he says he wants five witnesses. If you only have four people sign, so they didn't follow his instructions. So because of his kpeda, so the shtar will not be a valid shtar. You have to have dasa mischayev. In order to write a shtar, you have to write the shtar with dasa mischayev. Dasa mischayev has to be the way he, with all of his quirks, the way he wants it. They tell over the story in the biographies when the Rav Chaim Soloveitchik's father, the Beis Halevi, got divorced from his first wife. The first shidduch was a chassidish girl, and he was not a chassid in a big way. And the brothers-in-law, the girl's brothers, didn't know whether he's a Talmid Chacham or not. They weren't so keen on learning. All they knew was that he didn't know which piyutim he's supposed to say, which yamim type, and which maravis, and so on. So they convinced the sister that she should get divorced from him. And he was pleading, nothing helped, so they had to get divorced. So then when it came to the get, he had no choice. He had a funny name, Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik, and they called him Yosher Ber. So Yosef Dov, you know how to spell. Question, how do you spell Yosher Ber? So the Rabbanim were preparing the get, so he told them how he wants them to write his name. So he said, who are you? We paskin the Shaila. So he said, you can paskin all you want, but I have to give Das HaMizrayim. You can't write a get if I don't agree about the spelling of mine. You have to write the get the way I tell you to write the get. So they realized, and then he started to tell him that it says in the Deshmuel, and it says in this, and it says in that. So they saw that they're dealing with a Talmid Chacham, so they had to listen to him. So then when the brothers realized that the fellow was a Talmid Chacham, and the Rabbanim had their cheretz for him, so they were pleading with the brother-in-law that he shouldn't divorce the sister. And then he said, too late. They gave him such agmas nefesh, and they got divorced. Then he had to marry someone else later. So the din is, any kpeda that the das ha-mischayev has, whether in a get, or whether in any other shtar, any kpeda that he has about spelling the names, usually the husband doesn't care. He doesn't give an opinion how they should spell a name. So the rabbanim break their heads to decide how you're going to spell a name. But strictly speaking, any kpeda that the husband has, or any kpeda that the loiva has, or any kpeda that in any shtar, any kpeda that das hamischayev has about how to, the details of the shtar, so you can't write a shtar against his wishes. He only authorizes you to write a shtar like this. So what if he says kulchem? What if he asks a whole group of people, I want all 10 people that they should sign the shtar, or sign the get? So the halacha says the get to the shtar will only be good if you have all 10 people sign. So the with the Rabbanon, the Chachamim introduced the din because a get isha and a shtar shichur ebik naini is relevant Lahokel in Isaveheta, all other shtaris are shtaris a moment. And the shtar kiddushin is a shtar in the area of Isaveheta, but it comes lahachmir. It makes the woman to an ashes ish. It's not lahokel. Just by get isha and shtar shichar avikneini, these are the two. There are three shtaris on niksiv ulishma. That's the get and the shtar shichar avikneini and the shtar kiddushin, because these are the three shtaris that are relevant in the area that make an afkamin in the area of Isaveheta. So the psukim require the shma in all of the three. Two of those three are makel in the area of Isaveheta. So the Chachamim made exer the Rabbanan that the two witnesses, normally you have only two witnesses signing the get, so the Gemara made a din the Rabbanan, Edia get, that's on Yudam base, on the fifth line from the top. Zosameris, from this mission you can see, Edia get in a chaisim zeh beloi zeh. They have to sign in the presence of each other, they have to know who the other person is, and we have to sign together. Why? It's exer mishum kulchem, the Gemara says. In the event that the husband will, or the Odon will insist that he wants the Shtar Shechet to be signed by three people, by five people, by 10 people, so you're going to have first, so two people are going to sign, and the remaining eight are going to sign later on. And what are you going to do later on if the remaining eight aren't going to sign? So the whole get will not be any good, and the woman will think that the get was valid. She won't realize that the get was no good. So they made Gzera de Rabbanan. In all cases, whether you're only having two people sign or 10 people sign, ein chaisman v'alazeh b'fnei zeh, they all have to know about each other. So that's a chumra mid rabbanon that they introduce only by these two shtaris, by the shtar shichar avikneini, by the get isha, because these two shtaris are relevant in the area of Isaveheta lahakel. So they made this gzera de rabbanon. So because the whole psul of the kusi is postulated, this is only mid rabbanon, Taisa says, kiven hai kusi kosher m'daraisa. Gary M is saying, what do you mean Gary M is saying that they're Rishoyim, they violate Aver? The answer is, all the Averis they violate Abishagig. They don't really know. That's how the Rambam writes. The Dor Rishon of Kusim, maybe. The Dor Rishon of the Kusim, the first generation who rejected all the traditions of the Torah Shabbat, maybe they would be amazing. But their great-great-grandchildren, many generations later, everything is Bishagig. So strictly speaking, in our Torah, they're all kosher ladies. The whole Psu ladies that we're dealing with is only with the Rabban. So the Gemara says, if you have Kusi signed first, and the Israel, I recognize the second Chasim. The second Chasim is by a regular Jew, and the Kusi signed first. So the Gemara says, obviously, the Israel wouldn't have signed second. They have to sign Zeh b'fnei Zeh. They have to know each other. They have to know that the other fellow is kosher latest. So the Israel kosher wouldn't have signed second if not for the fact that the Kusi was a Kusi Chover. Kusi Chover means an observant Kusi who does follow the Torah Shabbat. Not all of the Kusim rejected the Torah Shabbat Peh. There were amongst the Kusim those who were Chaverim, those who were observant in the Torah Shabbat Peh. So the Gemara says, that's why we're Mekel. Any other star where the Adim can sign Zeh Shalom Bifnei Zeh. So even if the first signature is a Kusi, and the Kusim probably had different names. So you can tell by the name that this one is a Kusi. And tell by the second signature, the name of the second signature, that the second one is signed is a Yisrael Kosher. So any other shtar other than a get isha and a shtar shichar avikneini has two signatures, and the second signature is Yisrael, and the first one is a kusi. You have no right to assume that the fact that the Yisrael signed second, that the first one must be a kusi chavah. They can sign zeh shalai bifnei zeh. So maybe the Yisrael signed first, and he left a blank space. Rav Chashovik Lamanda Koshishmine. Maybe he left the blank space out of humility. He thought that someone else is going to sign before him, going to be older than him. Rav Chashovik, he left an empty space Lamanda Koshishmine. If someone is older than him, or someone is more pious than he is, he didn't know that the first one is going to sign is going to be a kusi. He didn't know that. And a getisha, shtashich Rav Kanaini, he has to know. He's not allowed to sign without knowing who his partners are. So the fact that he signed second is, and the first one to sign has a kusi name, that's oichocha, that the first one must be a kusi chobah. So Tosis asks on the base, yeah, but at the end of the day, it turns out that you're machsha the get based on one chasima, tema. That's the second Tosis on Yudam and base. He loved the kusi chover, havi, if not for the fact that the kusi is chobah, lahavi machtem lemikame. Temim ken kuli shtar miskaim apum dechad Yisrael, dechosim lebesov, how can we lie ne'ed echot? They says, no, the whole thing is all you're dealing with a chumra mid the rabbanon over him. Ikra din der aisa the kusim akosha ladies. Because they're only violating all the averes b'shoik. So if it's a get, isha shtashich harav k'naini, that he's not allowed to sign unless he knows who else is signing with him. So obviously the first klus he signed is a chaver. If it's any other shtar, doesn't prove anything. So that's how the Gemara explains this Mishnah. So this is, the Gemara has on Tes Amud Aleph, the last three lines on the Amud, there are three dinim de rabbanon. There are dinim de raisa, the shema mechuber, which they share in common, because lola meisha. But we're listing off dinim de rabbanon. So the first din de rabbanon is shav lemaluch on the maybe. With respect, the whole story about Tainus Mezuyev. The story of Mezuyev is all an invention of the rabbanon. So by getisha mashtar shechar abiknaini, they were never choshish from Mezuyev, and they gave an amonis to the yerecha to the shlech lalo. That's in the area of a din de rabbanon. Then the second din is also, the whole thing is a din de rabbanon. A shtar, sheyesh olaveit kusi pasul, is only pasul with the rabbanon, Tosis says. And a third, we assume that they're a bali aver b'shege. A rosh is only pasul, edis vidoz b'mezid. Rambam writes, a person is machal Shabbos, his pasul edis. What if he does, so what does he do on Shabbos? What malacha does he do? So if he writes, and if he cooks food, everybody knows about writing, cooking food. If he ties knots and he unties knots, the Rambam writes, a lot of people never heard of kosher or matir. There are a couple of malachas there that even Talmid Chacham don't know what they are. We're not sure exactly what some of those malachas are over there. So the Rambam says, if a fellow is in violation of Shabbos by some of the malachas, it'll sometimes be considered b'shoigeg. He can't declare that he's posel eidus unless he knows he's doing the aver b'mezid. So here the kusim in HaTorah are kosher eidus. The opsul is only the Rabbanon. So and shar shtaris we pasul midirabbanon and the gedisha and shtar shecher aviknani if the saw signed second the kusi signed first so that's a hechacha that the kusi was a kusi chava fine that's the second din the rabbanon with the share in common then the third din the rabbanon is kol hashtaris ha'olam be'arkoes is the next mishnah that's on yudam and beis let's take a look kol hashtaris ha'olam be'arkoes shalakum. If a Goyish court issues a document that says that the court has ascertained that Reuven owes Shimon $100,000. So if Stam two Nochrim sign a document that we know that he owes money, maybe it's not true. Maybe it's Mepiyim Alom Piksov. Maybe they made a shtar without Tasam Eschayv. Jews know that you're not allowed to write a shtar without Tasam Eschayv. Nochrim can write without Tasam Eschayv. Maybe not telling the truth. But if it's a arkoes, so then we assume that lemara nafshayv. They're not going to sign a document. Rashi writes, what does it mean? Arkoes beis vaad dayanim kvuim shalahem. Amakum kavua, an official stationery, and they have the signature of the dayanim of the judges. So this is a hechacha that what they said is correct. Many poskim say, let's say a married man is missing in wartime, and the war department sends a letter to his wife. We know that your husband is dead. So we assume, just like Rabbi Yosef Engel has and many other poskim have like that in the recent years. So just like the Mishnah says that shtar so'olam be'arkoyas are good l'raya, so they say that would also be good for a raya. That would also be good for a raya. That she has the right to assume that the husband is really dead. So that's l'raya. What about l'kinyan? What if the shtar is going to serve as a shtar kinyan? So shtar kinyan does niksiv l'shmo. So there's no problem. A goy can't write l'shmo. A shtar kinyan does niksiv l'shmo. So what could possibly be the problem? If you hold like Reb Meir, so edi chasima karis. Your shtar kinyan has to have edi chasima signed on the bottom. So Nochem are not kosher leidus. I'll be pashtus. Why do we assume? Why should we assume Nochem are not kosher leidus?
Because this is the test.
Yeah.
Even though Rav Meir is machshir avodim, in Pesach still Nochem, he won't be machshir because he's not hagmitzus.
Right. The Gemara says Tesis quotes Dav Tesis on the base. The Dav Tesis. Tells you to look in Bava Kama Daf Peches. And Bava Kama Daf Peches, the Gemara is discussing whether Yesh Boishes Lavodim or Ain Boishes Lavodim. Are you chayv to pay Boishes if you're Mevayish and Evik 90? What's the Shaila? Because the pasuk uses this expression, ki natsu, how does it say? Ki natsu anoshim yachtov. Yeah, the pasuk is quoted in Bava Kamma. The pasuk is in Chumash also, but the main source is in Bava Kamma. Dat peches amir aleph. So the pasuk is in Dvarim. Ki notam anoshim yachdov ish v'yochid. Korba eshes ha'echad to save her husband hechzika b'mevushav of the other one, and so on. So since it says ochiv, so that's a shaila whether ochiv b'mitzvus or mishi esh lo achva yotza eved shein lo achva. So that's a machlokes satanaim, where the eved ain't lo boshes. The eved is dead, embarrassed. You're mevaish the eved, he is embarrassed. Nobody says eved ain't lo boshes, he doesn't get embarrassed. The machlokes satanaim is, did the Torah impose a chi of boshes if you're mevaza and eved? So the shaila is based on the loshon apostolic. So the Gemara there discusses the din that an eved is posulatus. How do you know an eved is posulatus? Because the din is you have to have edush at yochel hazima. And the pasuk says, describing hazama, hine yet sheker hoed, sheker ana beochiv, asisim loy kash hazamam lasis liochiv. So the pasuk uses the expression sheker ana beochiv. What do you mean sheker ana beochiv? He gave edus sheker against his brother. Brothers are posulatus. So you can't interpret the pasuk sheker ana liochiv literally. He gave testimony against his brother. It means he gave testimony against his fellow Jew. So that's a question. How do you, however you interpret ish beochiv over here, that's how you'll probably interpret Ochiv over there. So that's what the Gemara discusses. Should I say that it depends on a machlekes satanaim here? But Eved yesh lo boshes or Eved ain't lo boshes, should you say that the same machlekes applies over there? Or should you say that not? No, there everybody agrees that an Eved Kanayin is posulatus. So Tosis points out, if you're going to tell me an Eved Kanayin is posulatus, even though it's chayv and mitzvah kisha, Eved Kanayin is posulatus because it's not Ochiv, the mitzvah, he doesn't have all of it. How do you say ochiv? Ochiv means mishi eshlo achva yotze eved kanani has no achva because an eved ain't lo yachas. Eved is not related to anybody. But a goy does have yachas. A nochri does have yachas. So maybe we should say only an eved kanani is posulatus, but a goy is kosheladus because he has yachas. The Gemara says that if it was a non-Jew who was married and had children before he converted, and then he converts, so there's a machlek sabiach and mishlokesh, and we paskin, he's a superior review with the children that he had, hoyel abonim and ocha Yusuf, in his gayer, so it's a machlek sabiach and mishlokesh, and perak abo, yivimta, and yivomis, so we paskin, he's a superior review with the children that he had, ben ocha Yusuf. What if hoyel abonim be also evit kanaini, bin ishtachrer? So he's a superior review with the children that he had, be also evit. So the Gemara says, for sure not. Bein lo rabiach and bein lo mishlokesh, for sure not. Why? Because the evit ain't lo yachas. The children were never related to him in the first place. Eved ain't lo yachas. Shvulacham paya machamor amar dem lachamor. And nochri is yesh lo yachas. So we pass on like Rabbi Yechon. And since the nochri is yesh lo yachas, even though now that he converts, Gershon is gar kakot and shenola dam, he says no longer related to the children. But nonetheless, with respect to Piri V'rivya, we say since he was related to them originally, yesh lo yachas, so he's yetz a Piri V'rivya. So that's, there's room to argue over here and to say, that own, it's a funny argument, and Eved Kanayini is chayv in mitzvahs keisha, is pasulatus. Why? Because the pasuk only pasuls misha ein lo achva, one who is ein lo yachas, and Eved Kanayini doesn't have yachas. But a nochri does have yachas to other nochrim. So nochri is going to be kosheletus. So Tosfos says that's absurd. Tosfos says, no. Sheker ana biyachim means ochid b'mitzvahs. Madach and Eved Kanayini is only chayv in some mitzvahs, not chayv in all mitzvahs, so he's pasulatus. So Nochri is not even chayv in the mitzvahs that the Isha is chayv is meant. Nochri is only chayv in the Shem and mitzvah nech. He's certainly posulatus. That's what Tosfos Tainus. But Rashi, Al Pi Pashtus, Rashi on this daf sounds like he says that a Nochri is only posul le'edus. That's the Rashi on the top of Tesam and Beis. Chutz migitin noshim delab b'nei krisis nino. A Nochri is ain't a b'toris gitin v'kiddushin. So that's why he's posel eidus in the area of getting kiddushin. If all sign a get, sign a shtar kiddushin won't be good. Aval ala dinim and ditztavu b'nei noyach, but on dinim amenis, the yom mechuyev, that's one of the shem mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So therefore, nochri is yesh number toiras. Rashi is relying on this gemara in the end of Baba Basra, that a cotton is posel eidus and dinim amenis because it's ain't a b'toiras. The din is that whoever is Zeinu B'Teres a certain area is not kosher Eidus in that area. That's where Rashi says a Nochri or a Nebuchadnezzar is Zeinu B'Teres Gittin L'Kiddushin. So that's why they'll be Pasel Eidus by Gittin L'Kiddushin. But in Dinim Mamanis, Dinim is one of the Sheven Mitzvahs been enough. So the Yeshna B'Teres, they have all the Dinim. So therefore Rashi sounds like he says they'll be kosher Eidus. If a Nochri is a gangster, if a Nochri is a Ganef, he'll be postulated. If a Jew is a Ganef, let's say a Jew is a Shomer Shabbos, and he keeps all the mitzvahs, benodim lamakom, but he's dishonest in business. So if a Jew is dishonest in business, he's postulated. Al toshes sotchem rasha liyoseit chomet, that's a rasha d'chomet. So if you have a Nochri who's a Ganef, who cheats in business, he'll also be postulated, like Gara from a Jew. But if you have a Nochri who'll be honest, then from the Rashi it would appear as if Rashi holds that the Nochri will be kosher leidus minatar. And Tosfos disagrees, say, how can that be? The reason why the Eved Kanaini is posel leidus is not because Sheker ana biochiv mishi esh lo achva yotze Eved Kanaini that ain't lo yachas. No, because ochiv b'mitzvus. Eved Kanaini is not chayv in all the mitzvus. A Nochri is chayv in less mitzvus than an Eved Kanaini. That's what Tosfos disagrees. Dagos Ashri on the side of the Rosh on this Gemara on Tess on the base points out that from this Rashi it would appear that Nochri is kosher le'edis and dini mamanis if he would be an honest Nochri. If he's dishonest in business, so it's like a dishonest Jew, a Rosh is pasul le'edis. But if he would be an honest Nochri, there are some honest Jews in business and there are some honest non-Jews in business as well. So according to Rashi, if you have an honest Nochri, an honest Nochri will be kosher leidus minatir.
Nochri is b'teres kin nishtar. Is that so kosher?
That's a question. Okay, this Hagos Ashri is on page Tari Gimel Amid Aleph on the first column. It's in the Rosh in Simen Yud. So the Hagos Ashri on the side of Simen Yud. He says, the second line in the Hagos Ashri, quoting the whole thing from Amar Tan. If they're dishonest, if they cheat in business. So like a Jew cheats in business, puzzleitis. So the Nochri is also puzzleitis. However, if you have Nochrim, our court shall Nochrim. If you have a court, then you know that they're honest. So if they're honest, then they're hemni. That's what he quotes. Then he continues weiter. If you know that they're honest, then there will be kosher leidus. The only reason why Nochri is pasul leidus mamon, he is yeshna b'teres. The only reason why they're pasul is because Russia. But if he's not a Russia, not so. And Tosfos disagrees with this whole idea. This is all based on the Rashi. And Tosfos says, no, it's not achiv the mitzvahs. In order to be kosher leidus, you have to be chayv in all of the mitzvahs. So getting back again, the Mishnah says on Yudav and Beis, kol ashtar sa'onam akol shalav di kachavim. If a court, a Goyisha court, issues an official document that Reuben owes money to Shimon, or so-and-so is dead, we ascertain that so-and-so is dead. So we assume that, like Marin Avshayu, we assume that it's a good biru. The shayla is, what about, can it serve, can the shtar, so Olam HaKosh HaNochem, can it serve as a shtar kinyan or not? Can it serve as a shtar kinyan? So the Mishnah just says, Chutz Megita Noshim Shechru Yavodim. It says a get isha and a shtar shir chayvik 90 that's drawn up in a goyish court, that's not valid. Nufa shteitzach, that it's not valid. The goyim are not ainim b'toris gittin kiddushin. So of course they're postulated. Gemara says in Bava Basra, whenever a person is ainim b'toris, Gemara says a katan is postulated because ainim b'toris mekka chamemka. Whoever is ainim b'toris, they're not kosher leidus in that area. The Gemara asked the question, a katan whose father died and he got birusha all the father's real estate is not able to sell limka b'nichseyav at shehei ben esrim. There's a takana b'rabbanan that he cannot sell the real estate that he got birusha from his father till he reaches the age of 20. So the Gemara asked the question, you mean to say that a katan till the age of 20, the kid is bar mitzvah at the age of 13, you're going to tell me that since he cannot sell real estate till the age of 20, so he cannot serve as an aid in a din Torah on real estate because Zeinu B'Toras Mekka Chamemka real estate? Gemara says, no, that din, Limka B'nichsa Yavirat She'ei Ben Esrim, that's if he got the real estate Birusha from the father, he can't sell it because the kid may sell the real estate for $10. A building that's worth $20 million is going to sell it for $10. because they give him shiny dollar bills. He may fall in. Selling Kool-Aid, he knows how to sell, how to deliver newspapers, he knows how to sell newspapers. But to sell real estate, he may make a mistake. What if the kid sold so much Kool-Aid, and he bought his own real estate, and he built his own, he's only 13 years old. He made his own house, and then he sells that house, gives him to hate, he can sell the house. The takana de Rabbana was limka bin ichse yaviv, to sell the real estate that he got b'irusha, he has to be 20 years old. So the Gemara says, you can't say that the kid till the age of 20, Zaina Bataras Mecca Khamemkan real estate, he is Bataras. He can't sell Nichse Yaviv if it's Karka at Shihe Benes. So Gemara said that's not a kasha. Why don't we declare that the child till the age of 20 shouldn't be kosher leidus on the case of Dinimamas? But that's what the Gemara says. In order to be kosher leidus, you have to be Yeshna Bataras also dog. There are various reasons why a katan is pasal leidus. So that Gemara says, that Gemara in the end of Bava Basra says, the reason why a katan is pasal leidus is because Zaina Bataras. This Gemara says, the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed, that's the beginning of Perek Shavuos Eidus. So Shavuos Daf Lamed, the Rishonim say on the Gemara, it says, V'yom d'shnei ha'anoshim, asher lohem hariv lefnei Hashem. So V'yom d'shnei ha'anoshim, eilu ho'edim, asher lohem hariv, eilu baledinim, lefnei Hashem, eilu adayan. So since it says, V'yom d'shnei ha'anoshim, so we darshan anoshim v'loi noshim, and anoshim v'loi ketanim. Just like in Isha is psula leidus, so to a katan is also psula leidus. So that's the second source why a katan is psula leidus. Then the third source, because you have to have sheker on a biyachiv, you have to have edus shatiyachal azimo. So a katan is a la baronshin, so it's going to be edus shatiyachal azimo. It's going to be edus shatiyachal azimo, because if you be mazim the child, you can never give him the punishment of kasha zaman because he's a lab baronshin. And then the third psul, why a katan is pasul leidus? Because it's not chayv mitzvus either. Just like a nochri is pasul, just like the way we Tosa says, a never kanayin is pasul because he has to be ochi b'mitzvus. So here also, the katan is also not ochi b'mitzvus. So that's Rabbi Kevega's kasha. There on the side of the Gemara in Baba Kama, daf pechesem and aleph, there's a very long gilyan hashas. So he quotes, he doesn't understand why they need four reasons why the katan is pasul leidus. The Gemara here, Baba Kama Peches says you have to have ochi b'mitzvus. Then you have zedus shi'atiyachal azima because the katan is a lab baronshin. Then you have in Baba Basa kufnun hamen beis ena b'toyras. Then you have the pasuk anoshim v'loik tanim and shvuos daflam. So that's Rabbi Kevega is good to kasha. As a long arichas said b'tzorchim, he doesn't understand why do you need four makaris to bring you to the same result. But I call upon this for sure that the. The Nochem for sure, Apostle Eidus Menatoira in a get.
So, by Shtari Kenyan that aren't getting?
So, the Gemara raises the question if you have a Shtar Kenyan that's not a get. The Mishnah says, Kol Ashtar Sa'olam Akwa Shalakam are acceptable. Chutz mi Gitin Noshim Shechuri Avonim. So, Gitin Noshim is no good. Gitin Noshim is no good because the Nochem Apostle Eidus. So, the Chsimas are no good, yeah. Then the Gemara says, wait a minute. The chsimas are no good, so what if you'll give the get in the presence of Edim Asira? So the way we pass like Rab Lozer, Edim Asira Karsi, so what does it bother me if the Nochrim, if the Arkoyas signed it on the bottom? If the get, if the first 12 lines of the get were written by Jew Lishma, if you have such a case, and it's only signed by the courts, they'll sign it, so what does it bother me that it's signed by the courts? But if you'll give over the get in the presence of Edim Asira Yisrael, then it should be good. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Abba, Madi Rab Loz B'mizuif Mitochem. That's the last two lines on Yudam and Beis. Even though Rab Loz says a get she ain't all of Edim at all is kosher, but if you have Yesh all of Edim and the Edim Apostle, that's no good. That's the last Rashi on Yudam and Beis. The Afa Gav, the Amar Rab Loz, a get she ain't all of Edim at all. If the no Edim at all is kosher, the Afa ain't all of Edim at all. But if Yesh all of Edim psulim, then it's Pasim of the Rabbanan, that's the Din of Mezuyif Mitoich. Then the Gemara asks, well, wait a minute, how do you read the Mishnah? Reb Shimon Omer, the last two lines in the Mishnah on Yudim and Beis, Reb Shimon Omer, Afeluk Sheirim, Get Ishan, Shrich Rebbe Knaini is also kosher, even though it's signed by the Nochrim. Even though it's signed by the Nochrim, how can it be? What's Pshatan Reb Shimon? The Gemara asks, Akash, Allah ben Ekrisis Ninu. Yeah, five lines from the bottom of Yudim and Beis. How can Rabbi Shimon say that the get isha nishtar shechavik naini is kosher, signed by the court, signed by the three members of the tribunal of the non-Jewish court? Mara said, but the labane krisis ninu, that's not acceptable. And for the Gemara, Amar Rab Zera, Yard Rab Shimon the Shitas of Shar Rab Lozer. Rab Shimon holds like Rab Lozer that Edom is Sira Karsi. So it means, the Mishnah means to say, if you give it over in the presence of Edom is Sira. So Frag the Gemara, yeah, but the Tanakhama knows that also. And Tanakhama holds that it's no good because of Mizrif Mitoichai. So what is Rab Shimon disagrees with this din of Mizrif Mitoichai? Possibly. Maybe Rab Shimon disagrees. Gemara says, no. Hacham Askinon, the whole din of Mizrif Mitoichai. Rashi writes on the last line is only a psalm of the Rabbanon. And what's the reason for the psalm of the Rabbanon? The Mizrif Mitoichai, Rashi explains, based on the Gemara, Dilma Ka'osi, Lemimsri, Be'apayu, Mismachalayu. We're afraid that you may do the Mesiris Aget in the presence of the Edi Hasima. Dilma Osi, Lemismachalayu, Lemimsirinu, Bifnehem, and they'll serve as the Edi Mesira. So here we're talking about a case, Achim Askin and Beshemus Mufakim. The members of the non-Jewish tribunal have such goyish names, and the Gemara gives examples of goyish names. Hormiz, Abu Daina, Shisoy, a whole bunch of non-Jewish names. Sometimes you have a goyish name that the Jewish people give such a name also. Sometimes you have such a goyish name, it's impossible. It cannot be that the fellow is Jewish. So if you have Shemus Mufakim, that's the Machloikas Satanim. The Opsul, the Mizrif Mitoichoi, is because of the only Midirabbanon. This was the Gemara that the Rishonim asked against the Goyin Shebarif on Daf Pei Vav. The Rif quoted the Goyin that Mizrif Mitoichoi is a psul derais. So the Rashba said it's against this Gemara. So the Rashba gave a teret, two different kinds of Mizrif Mitoichoi. That's a psul derais, and this is a psul derabbanon. But this Gemara is black and white. The Mizrif Mitoichoi is only a psul derabbanon. The Gzeirah Midirabbanon being, maybe you'll rely on the Edei Hasima to give it over in their presence. So here the Machlokes Tanakama and Rab Shimon is, they both hold like Rab Lozer, that Edim is Sira Karsi. And if you have Pasala Edi Chasima, it shouldn't bother me, Minat Torah. But with the Rabbanon, there's a din of Mizrif Mitoichoi. But the whole reason for Mizrif Mitoichoi, you may rely on them to give over the get in their presence. But if it's Shemus Mufakim, such Goyisha names, everybody knows that you can't give over the get in the presence of the Goyisha Edim. So that's the machleg, is how far you go in the Gzera, the Rabbanon and Mizrif Mitoichoi.
Yeah. What would the Bir HaGro do with this Gemara?
The Bir HaGro...
He said that the Maskana Rabbi Lozer doesn't hold the Mizrif Mitoichoi. The Bir HaGro said the Maskana of the Gemara over here was that the Bir HaGro that Rabbi Baruch Ferber, that the Maskana on Dalet Amud Aleph, there's no psul with Rabbi Lozer and Mizrif Mitoichoi.
There's no psul at all of Mizrif Mitoichoi. That's what he said. But there's no psul deraisa.
Doesn't he say that that's maskana? Why once the Gemara brings Rabbi Yehuda, Mani Rabbi Yehuda, he said then we fall back from the psul mizrif mitoichoi.
Maybe that's the case of signing shalom l'shma. Maybe because Edei Hasima always signs shalom l'shma. Can never be l'shma. There are different kinds of mizrif mitoichoi. Like the Gaon Shebriyev claimed he has a case of mizrif mitoichoi. That's deraisa. This is the Rabbanon. So on the level of the Rabbanon, there are also different kinds. One is where we sign shalom l'shma, and one is where the aid is puzzle. So when the aid is puzzle, that's clear in the Gemara that there is a din of Mizrif Mitoichoi. The Gemara in Sanhedrin said you even have the, by Shtori Mammon, you have the Mizrif Mitoichoi. By Hanor Tregisi, by the two brothers-in-law who signed on the Shtar Matana. Even by Shtori Mammon, we puzzle Mizrif Mitoichoi. So Nachum also, so what's the Mishnah talking about over here? All Shtoris that are signed by the secular courts, by the Goyish courts, are valid in the area of Dina Mamas. The Gemara says, we know that we can rely on them for Birurim. A lot of Achranim say, rely on them for Birur to say Meis Bailo. The Mishnah says that we rely on a Nochri to say Meis Bailo, and Edecha Nochri, only if he's Misich Lefitum, if he doesn't realize that this is relevant for Halacha. But if it's a Goyisha court, then we wouldn't even require Mesech Lefitum, because we know that the War Department, some official government body, or a court of law, or something like that, we know that they're not going to be Meshaka. Lamari Nafshev. They don't want to ruin their good reputation. So we know that we can rely on the Arkoy Shel Nochem for Birurim to ascertain facts. And we know that if they're going to sign a get, it's not going to be kosher. And there's a machlokes satanayim bat mizrif mitoichoi by Shemus Mufakim, okay. But what would you say if you're talking about a shtar kinyan and it's signed by the courts, by the goyish courts, would that be valid or not? So that's what the Gemara raises the question on Yudam and Beis right after the Mishnah. Kapasik betani, the Mishnah makes a flat statement. Loishna mecha, loishna matana. Doesn't matter what kind of shtar is oilam bar kosha nochem. Doesn't matter what kind of a shtar dinimamidus it is, whether it's a shtar mecher or a shtar matana. So the Gemara says, Bishleima, if you're dealing with the shtar mecher, so you understand why the shtar hoila be'arkois is valid, because the shtar mecher is going to say, we're talking about one Jew selling real estate to another Jew. That's how Rashi explains. We're not talking a Jew selling to a goy. A Jew is selling to another Jew. It's nice, talking for the Jews. So the Gemara says, Bishleima shtar mecher, it's going to say in the document, Reuben sold the field to Shimon, and he paid him money, and it was kind of with a kinyan kesef, and we ascertained that this all took place in our presence. So the Gemara says, the shtamecha will be valid, but Torah shtar raya. And since the arkoy shel nochem le'mari nafshayu, so we rely on them, le'bira hadover. So le'bira hadover, we trust their birur, that he paid him money, and it was kind of with a kinyan kesef, and his karka is nicked as the kesef. So there's no problem. But if it's the shtar matana, it's not going to say in the shtar that he bought the field, Reuven bought the field from Shimon by paying kesef or by making a kinyan chazoka. That's going to say, with this shtar, he gives him over the ownership of the field. So the Gemara says, Bishleima mecha michiyayv zuzi kamayu hudikona. The kinyan was chalai de kesef, karkas nikna ve kesef. The shtar is only raya bi'alma, it's only shtar raya. And by our koes, the birur is a good birur. The court, secular court, wouldn't put out an official document on their stationery, on their official stationery, unless they know that it's true. But the Gemara asked a shtar matone, but my koni la b'hai shtar, it's a shtar kinyan, it's not a shtar raya. Frek the Gemara, how is the shtar any good? What's the question, how is the shtar any good? Hashtar chaspa bi'almahu. Chaspa means a piece of clay. Why is the shtar a piece of clay? So the pashta says, if you all like Reb Meir, shtar is a piece of clay. If you all deide chasim akarasi. So the goyim who signed, they're not kosher leidus. Not like that Rashi. The Shver Rashi says that the nochem are kosher leidus if they're honest. The only reason why they're kosher leidus is because if they're dishonest. So the pashta in the Gemara is like the way Tesis said, that a nochri is kosher leidus for a Jew. A nachri is kosher leidus for a nachri. But a nachri is pasul leidus. He'd be dealing two Jews. One sold karka, one gave a maton of karka to the other one. So the simple pshat in Gemara's kasha is, hai shtar chaspa bi'almahu. Simple pshat in the kasha is that the Gemara is working on the assumption that edi chasima karasi and the nachri are pasul leidus. So where do you have a kinyan shtar? So to this, the Gemara responds two answers. One answer is, omer shmol dina de machusa dina. The other answer is, Tani, you have to reread the Girsa in the Mishnah. Instead of saying Chutz Migitei Noshim, we should say Chutz Mikigitei Noshim, with the exception of all Shtari Kinyan. What are the two Lashonis in the Gemara, whether you hold Dina the Machus Adina or not? Dina Machus Adina is quoted in many Gemaras. Hey, you look in the margin. It's in the Dorim, Baba Kama, Baba Basra. We know that is the Din, Dina Machus Adina. How come all of a sudden over here there are two Lashonis in the Gemara? So the Chazanish has a famous piece in Chelek Choshe Mishpat, where he quotes the Rabbeinu Yoyin and Bava Basra, and that daf, Anun Dalet. Rabbeinu Yoyin explains what it says in Choshe Mishpat. This whole Rabbeinu Yoyin is quoted in Choshe Mishpat. The din of the Machus Adina only applies when at least one of the parties is non-Jewish. When both parties are Jewish, you don't apply din of the Machus Adina. I crash into your car. So you're going to say din of the Machus Adina, whatever the secular law. No, I'm Jewish and you're Jewish. So we follow Choshe Mishpat. We don't follow din of the Machus. Dina Machusa sets in, if one of the parties is non-Jewish, then we follow the secular law. The Gemara has a brisa in the end of Bava Kama that's quoted in the Choshe Mishpat. If a Nochri Oibed Avod Ezara comes for a court case with another Jew, so the Jewish Bezdin should take a look and see. If the Jew will win in this court case against the non-Jew, if we'll use Jewish law, then we should pass him based on Jewish law. If the Jew will win the court case, if we'll follow Goyish law, then we follow Goyish law. So what kind of business is that? If one of the parties is non-Jewish, so the halacha says, Dina Machus Adina, so the Goyish law applies. So you look in the Rambam is beferish, and the Brisa says like that. It doesn't see a court case between a Jew and a non-Jew. The court case between a Jew and an Oved Avod Zara. An Oved Avod Zara, we want to penalize him. So we're out to get him. So therefore, we'll use, if a Nochri Oved Avod Zara comes for a court case with another Jew. If a Jew comes when the Nochri is not an Oved Avod Zara, so we follow Din of the Machusa. That's not Nochri. You don't follow Din HaTorah, you follow Din of the Machusa. If a Nochri Oved Avod Zara comes with a court case against the Jew, so the Bezdin should be out, gunning out to get the Oved Avod Zara to penalize him. So Imata Yochel Lezakoso, if he can see to it that the Jew will win the court case by following Din of the Machusa, we should follow that. And if he'll win, the Jew will win the court case, if he'll follow Din HaTorah, then we should follow that. So that's Mekubal, that's Ongenumen. Din HaMachusa Dina only applies when one of the parties is non-Jewish, or both the parties are non-Jewish, then for sure you apply Din HaMachusa Dina. Sometimes in Europe and sometimes in America also, you'll have two parties are non-Jewish, and rather than go to secular court, they'd rather go to the rabbis, because they think that the secular court, you have all kinds of people on the jury. Me or they, they're not educated people. Anyone who's educated always drays his way out of jury duty. Very often. And the people who are on jury duty are people, they're illiterate, they can't understand what's going on. So if you'll go to a court of three rabbanim, even if they didn't go to university, but they studied a lot of Talmud, so you'll probably get a better psak than by going to the secular courts. So in Europe, that was a common practice, in America also, in Canada also. Sometimes you have a case where both parties are Jewish, no Jewish people involved at all, and they'd rather go to the rabbis than go to the court. There are other reasons as well, because the courts will cost them much more money, and the cost will take forever. And if they come to a Din Torah, they'll get it this week, next week. They won't have to wait so long, and it'll cost them less money. Okay. And also they think that they'll get a fairer shake, that the psak will make more sense than by going to the secular court. So if one of the parties or both of the parties are non-Jews, then Halacha says you follow Din HaMachusa. If both of the parties are Jewish, that's what Rashi says we're talking about over here. Yisrael Chavrei, Rashi writes, Michayayv Haigavar Zuzili, Yisrael Chavrei, they're both Jewish. Rashi writes on Yudam and Beis. So strictly speaking, Din HaMachusa, Dina does not apply. So that's why the second Lashon of the Gemara is bothered. What do you mean? According to Din HaMachusa, they have on their law books that if the court signs a document, so Reuven can sell a karka to Shimon. But we don't follow Din HaMachusa when both parties are Jewish. It's supposed to follow the Chosh Mishpat. According to Chosh Mishpat, this is not a valid shtar. So that's why the second Lashon of the Gemara says you have to be Magir the Mishnah. Instead of saying Chutz Migitin Noshim Shechuri Avarim, it's not correct. They should say Chutz Mikol Shtari Kinyan. Chutz Mikigitin Noshim. Just like Yadishin, Shtashichar, Ashtari Kinyan, so all Shtari Kinyan are no good. Only Darko Shulgaim is only good for Shtari Ryan. Yeah, if you say like that, the second Lashon of the Gemara, so you can't list this as one of the Gimel Dinim. We have the Brisa on the bottom of Tesam and Aleph. Vishloshad Rachim Shova Git Nashim Shachori Avodim. They share in common three Dinim. One of the Dinim, Kol Ashtar Salam Bakor Shanachim Ksherim Chutz Megit Nashim Shachori Avodim. They're going to say it doesn't mean get isha and shtashich ha'aknan. It means all shtari kinyan are no good, and only shtari raya are good. So that's not something that's unique. That's only shared in common between get isha and shtashich ha'aknan. That's shared in common with all the shtari kinyan. So this brisa clearly is against the second lashon in the Gemara. This lashon. The second Lashon of the Gemara says that there's nothing unique to get Tishan Shtashich Revitman. Yeah. What's Taka, the first Lashon of the Gemara? How did the first Lashon say Dina Machusa Dina? If Dina Machusa doesn't apply when both parties are Jewish. So the Chazanish elaborates on this Rabbeinu Yonah. The Chazanish doesn't add anything. It just explains what the Rabbeinu Yonah said there in Bava Basra. So he writes like this. Dina Machusa Dina sets in automatically. When one party is Jewish, one party is non-Jewish, the halacha says Din HaMachusa sets in. So if they go to a Din Torah, the Rabbanim, they don't have to, the Din is that if both parties are Jewish, they're not permitted to go to secular court. If one of the parties is a non-Jew, so the Jew is going to say to the non-Jew, I can't go to secular court. There's no prohibition of Arkos. Actually, Yisr Arkos, Eilim Mishpatim Mishatasim Lifneim, Lifneim Le Lifnei Arkos, Lifneim Le Lifnei Akum, only applies to both of the parties are Jewish. One of them is a non-Jew, there's no prohibition to go to secular court. So let's say they will go to a din Torah. The Rabbanim have to pass them. They don't have to. They can go to second, but if they go to a din Torah, the Rabbanim are not supposed to pass them based on the Chosh Mishpat. If one of the parties are non-Jew, the Rabbanim have to figure out what the din and the Machus is and pass them accordingly. But if both parties are Jewish, then the Machus does not apply. What if the both parties are Jewish and they went to court and the court gave a psak on the case? So once the court paskin on the case, even though strictly speaking din and machusu should not apply, once the court paskin, so then the Rabbi Yehuda says that becomes the din, just like we have halacha hefker bezin hefker. If bezin has cause to, bezin can't just come in and declare my shirt is hefker, my gemara is hefker, my glasses are hefker. They have to have a good reason. So, but if they have a valid cause, so then bezin has the right to declare hefker bezin hefker. So similarly, the secular court has the right to declare Hefker. It's not only similarly, the Rishonim write in the beginning of Sanhedrin and Daf Hei Amud Aleph that Hefker Bezna Hefker is a branch of Dina the Machus of Dina. The basic Din is that the government has a right. The main role of the government is to keep law and order. Melech v'mishpat yamid eretz. The role of the king is to keep law and order. Avnei Nezer has a long tshuva in Chosh Mishpat, so he talks about Melech v'mishpat yamid eretz, that pasuk. So the main role of the government is to keep law and order, and the government is supposed to introduce chukim and mishpatim, minimum wages they should introduce, and maximum rent control, and maximum prices for major food items that people need to live on. If you're selling diamonds, you can charge whatever you want. You're selling milk and you're selling bread, so the government should control it to make sure that they don't make life impossible for people. So the din is that if the government isn't doing their job, if the din of Machusa, their job is to control everything, to make sure people don't eat each other up alive. Ish is rieu chayim baloi, the Mishnah says. Having mispaled b'shlam b'shlam achol shel molei mera, ish is rieu chayim baloi, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So whenever the government is not doing their job, so then we say, hefke bezne hefke. The Bezin has a right to act as if they are the government, Bimkaim the government. So it's not that you have a din of Hefker Bezin Hefker. The government also has the right to use that. No, it's not the government also has the right. The main din is the Rishonim say there, in Sanhedrin Daf Hei Amud Aleph, that's the first Chuvan and the Bar of Rum. Chela Galus Imanam says the main din, the original din is din and Machus Adina. The government has a right to declare Hefker. And if the government has a right to declare Hefker for the sake of keeping law and order. They have a right to say, I'm not allowed to charge so much. Or they have a right to say, I have to pay minimum wages and so on. And if the government isn't doing it, then the Bezin has a right to do it. So that's what the Chazon Ish explains in this Rabbeinu Yonah. If two Jewish people have a court case, they're not supposed to go to our court. What if they did go to our court and the judge gave a psak, a fair psak, good judge, based on Dina de Machusa? So even though they shouldn't have gone to court, but once the judge paskins, once the court paskins, so that's like a hefker bezna hefker. This is the original hefker bezna hefker, din of the machusa. So if the court that's sponsored by the government, we're talking arkor shalov dikachom, the court is sponsored by the government. Once they issue a psak on the case, even though both parties are Jewish, din of the machusa should not apply, does not apply automatically. But once the court sponsored by the government gives a psak, so that becomes the psak. So very often the Chazon Ish adds on to the Rabbeinu Yonah. Very often it says in Chosh Mishpat, but we will penalize the one who won the court case in the secular court, and we'll say, you had no right to go to court, and we're going to penalize you, we're going to take away the money. The other fellow doesn't have to pay. But if we have no cause to penalize him, they're both characters. They both decided they want to go to secular court. So why should we penalize him and not the other one? They both agreed to go to court. So if you're not going to penalize anybody, so then the basic din will be whatever the court paskin is up to paskin. So that's the machlekes. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that's the machlekes. The two lashonis and the gemara. Dina the malchus adina does not apply whenever both parties are Jewish. Doesn't apply automatically. But if you went to the court and the court issued a psak on your particular case, that's like hefker bezna hefker. So the psak is binding, even though it's keneged dina hatorah. It's supposed to be guided by dina hatorah. So those are the two lashonis and the gemara. Is this considered like the secular court issued a psak on my case? There was no issue. Reuben is selling real estate to Shimon, and they went to secular court. They didn't go for sec. They didn't go to secular court for a decision on a case. There was no sichsach between them. There was no machlokes. If there would have been a dispute, and they went to the court and the court issues a psak, so then we say dina na machlokes dina. But they didn't. The court is sponsored by the government, but the court over here just made a kinyan shtar for them. And according to halacha, the kinyan shtar is not valid. So should we say in this case, since the court is sponsored by the government, that has the same status of as if the court would have issued a psak on the case, and dina machlokes dina sets in? That's the first lashon of the Gemara. The second lashon holds no. If the court would have issued a psak, that's one thing. But the court didn't issue a psak. There was no sichsach over here. There was no debate. There was no dispute between the two parties. They're just following kinyani hagoyim. So kinyani hagoyim don't work for Jews. That's the Rabbeinu Yoyin and Bava Bas. We have the aliyahs of the Rabbeinu Yoyin. Aliyahs, the Rabbeinu. The reason why it's called aliyahs, the Rabbeinu Yoyin, because at the end of every sugya, he always says, Ha'oyla mitoch ha-sugya. The upshot of the sugya is this. Doesn't mean the attic, the aliyah. It's at the end. Like the Ralbag on Tanakh always says, it's called To Aliyos or Ralbag. He says, Hato Elis, the moral of the story is, and he gives you 25 lessons that you're going to learn. He goes, every parsha in Tanakh, he tells you, what's the moral of the story? So the Rabbeinu Yoyin also, at the end of every sugya in Bava Basra, he gives you, what's the upshot of the sugya? So that's why it's called Aliyos, the Rabbeinu Yoyin. So this, the Chazon Ish makes a big issue about this Rabbeinu Yoyin. It's in the Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Basra. Now we have the original Rabbeinu Yoyin. Separate sefer. That's the way he interprets the Gemara, yeah. What was the Gemara's question? The shtar is a chaspa b'yalmo. The shtar is a chaspa b'yalmo would have been a good question if you would have held like Reb Meir, that Edi Chasima Karsi. So with a Nochem sign, it's no good. The way we assume, like the Tosfos on the top of Tesam and Beis, not like Rashi. We assume that Nochem Apostolatus. Kavuchaymer from Evik 90. Evik 90 is not chayv in all the mitzvahs, and Nochem for sure is not chayv in anything more than the Sheva mitzvahs beninach. So if the din would have been like Reb Meir, the Edi Chasima Karsi, so we understand the Gemara's Kasha, Hai Shtar Chaspa B'Yamu. But if the din is like Reb Lozer, we already had the Tosfos on Dalet and Aleph, and even though the Gemara says Kaimelan Halacha K'Rav Lozer Begitten, Tosfos says Lav Dafke Begitten Halacha K'Mosa Apishtori Mamon. So we paskin that you don't need Eidei Chasima. We paskin Eidei Mesira is good enough. Eidei Mesira is good enough. So why does the Gemara consider it a Chaspa B'Yalma? So again, so if you hold like the Tosfos on Dalet and Aleph, Tosfos in the last two lines was mistapik to say, that's a shtarkinya, not a shtaraya. You have to give it in the presence of two kosher edim. So Tosfos said, if you hold edim misira karsi, you have to have two kosher edim misira, not only by ged, you have to have by shtari mammon as well. So if you hold like that, so maybe that's what the Gemara means. Hai shtara chaspa bialmahu. Everything was done in the presence of non-Jews. There were no kosher edim at the time. There were no kosher edim misira. Yeah, but if you say, Tosfos was mistapik about that. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Mechira, the beginning of Hilchas Mechira, Karkas niktens bekesef of bishtar rabachazok, keitzad bishtar. So the Rambam says, he write on a piece of paper, sodi kanui lucha, sodi mesud lucha b'matone, without any yedi chasima, without any yedi misira, mosul beino lebeino, and it's good. So the Rambam and Rashi, we discussed right, the Rambam and Rashi hold, the Rablaz Ashita, that yedi misira karsi, is because you need Eidus Likim Adova by getting the Kiddushin. It's not because every Shtar Kinyan needs Eidim Mesira. No. Shtar Kinyan doesn't need Eidim Chasim, it doesn't need Eidim Mesira. Eidim Mesira Karsi just means because a get needs Eidus Likim Adova, that's why. But if it's Shtori Mammon, you don't need. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Hai Shtori Chaspa B'Almahu. Why is it a Chaspa B'Alma? You have a Shtar that says, I'm giving him over the Karka. I give it Beino Le Beino. Why should it be considered a chaspa b'yalma? Unless the Gemara meant to say, is mezuyif mitoichai. The shtar matana is signed by the Nochrim. And we had the Tosfos on Dalet and Aleph quoted the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Afchav Ches, that mezuyif mitoichai doesn't only apply by get, mezuyif mitoichai applies even to shtar mamon. So that's what Tosfos is not sure on our daf. This Tosfos Yudam and Beis chaspa bialma. They're working very hard. Why does the Gemara consider it? What was the Gemara's question? It should be chaspa bialma. Chaspa bialma sounds like it's absolutely worthless. Zuk mitoch is only a din derabban. So that's called chaspa bialma. That's what it means in the Gemara. So that's, so Tosis works on this. What exactly was the Gemara's kasha? Haishtara chaspa bialmahu. Why should it be chaspa bialma? Does that expression, does that expression chaspa bialma, can that possibly be referring to the fact that it's mezuyif mitocha, that you have Adim Nochrim who signed it? So Tosis comes up with a whole einfall. We'll have to learn the Tosis inside. When we get to Daf Yud, we'll soon be there. When we get to Daf Yud, we'll have to work through the rest of the details of that Tosis. So let's go back now. Where are we? We're on Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara quoted this Braisa. Again, the Mishnah on Tes Amud Aleph says that with respect to the issues of Mezuyif, that we don't advance Tanina Mezuyif by Get Isha, and the Shlich Lailocha is, even though he's only an Eid Echad, and he's sometimes an Isha, sometimes a Karev, we say the Chachamim gave him the amanus to say b'fananach b'fananachtam, and he can do the kiyum hashtar. So these kulas that you don't say tanina mizuyef and you believe the erechod, these kulas only apply to giti noshim shechuri avodim because mishum igun akila berabanan, and by the aviknani he wants to be chayvim. It's fine. Then the brises and the mishnah says this is but zechad ben advarchem shushav giti noshim. This is one of the dinim that it hasn't come. What are the other dinim? So the Brisa says there were three, another two. So the other one, eight kusi, that we understand more or less. That we learned the Mishnah, Yudah, and Aleph with the Gemara. We'll have to learn the Gemara has more to say there, but we skimmed through the Gemara. So that more or less we understand that the kusim are koshal edis minator posal edis midrabbanan. And by Getish and Shtar Shechar Abiknaini, if the soul signs second, because there's a din midrabbanan, ein chos memelezeh bifnei zeh. So that's why that chumre, why they introduced that chumre, gzeir mishum kulchem, they'll be expated the baal. So they introduced the chumre, so that chumre leads to a kula. The kula being a kula not on a level of that, it's kula on a level of the rabbanon. The kusim are only posulatis when the rabbanon, Tosfos says. So if the Yisrael signs second and the first one has a name, a kusi name, so we assume that it must be that the kusi is a chaver. So that we understand. And that only applies by Gita Nashim Shachuri Avodim because that's the only case where you have a Shtar Isa the Heter that's Bola Hokil. So that's, therefore they made the Gzeira Mishum Kulchem. So that Chumre in Chosma was Abif Nezeh leads you to the Kulchem.
Why isn't that a fourth case? Should be a fourth case?
That you need in Chosma was Abif Nezeh. Right, they ask on the Rambam. The Rambam, when he quotes this Brice, says twice as many. He says, Bishisha Drochem. So he lists off six. So the Lecha Mishnah, I think, is he should have said seven. He should have said Ein Chas Mimal Zeb Ifneize and Hayechad Mehem Eid Kusi. So the Lecha Mishnah says no, it counts as one because Haba Hatalia. The whole reason why, if the second one is the Yisrael and the first one is the Kusi, we accept the Bagit Nashach Shiravonim is because of the Dinim of the Rabbanon of Ein Chas Mimal Zeb Ifneize. So that's why the Brisa counts it as one. There's a chumim of the Rabbanon that leads to a kula binigir to a din the Rabbanon. But the kusim are only possum of the Rabbanon, say him amru, behem amru. So the chumra bein chos me'el ezeh b'fnei zeh can accomplish that it should serve as a hechocha that the kusi was a kusi chocha. That's what the Lecha Mishnah says on the Rambam. That both the Gemara and the Rambam didn't count these as two different din because the one is totally zeh b'zeh. One is based on the other. They're both din of the Rabbanon, one is an extension of the other. So the first din we understand, Shavu l'malach l'maybe, the whole issue of mezuyif. They never introduced by these two. Mishum igun akila b'rabbanon. The second one, they introduced gzer mishum kulchem, gzer d'rabbanon. So that chumre leads me to be mekel to assume that the one who signed first was a kusi chaver. Stam, how do you understand that Gemara? And a shtar other than a get isha, and a shtar shechar b'knayni, maybe I'll sign and I'll leave an empty space. Rav Choshovik Laman de Koshish Mine. I'll leave an empty space because I think the one who's going to sign first, out of humility, the one who's going to sign first is older than me. Then it may turn out the one who signs, I don't know who the other guy's going to be. And again, Deshan and Shtar Shech, I know who he is. And Chosman Lezebef Nezer. Other stars, I don't know who he's going to be. It may turn out that he's a young Shegetz, he's just bar mitzvah, and he's a Kusinoch on top of it. So it doesn't mean anything. The fact that I sign second does mean anything. So just a minute. How can I sign second? Maybe they're going to add another clause into on the empty lot. I'm going to leave an empty space. So if I leave an empty space, so that guy may be a wise guy, and he'll add on something that I don't. He'll write, and this is all on the condition that he pays me $100,000. So how can I sign leaving an empty space? You're not allowed to sign a shtar with an empty space. So the Gemara explains in the end of Bava Basra, that's not a problem. We have a rule, Ein lemei de mishita achreina. Whatever it says on the last line is meaningless. Because maybe you left an empty space in order to sign. And then the guy added something on after you wrote that, after you signed your name. So the Gemara has such a rule, Ein lemei de mishita achreina. So that's why the practice is that the last couple lines in the shtar is just filibustering. It says, Kadash Moshe V'Yisrael. Or what does it say? Hakol Shar V'Kayim. It says nothing. The last line always says nothing. You have nothing relevant in the last line. Because if it would be something relevant, then the din would be that it's taka no good because of that rule. Eile mei de mishita achreinu. Because a lot of times you leave an empty space between the last line of the shtar and the first line where the signature, where he's going to sign, and then the person who wrote the shtar can add on whatever he wants. So they made a din that even if he did add on, it's meaningless. So that's the common practice. Taisa writes in the end of the Bava Basra that you always write on the last line, either Hakol Shar V'Kayim, I write Kadas Moshe V'Yisrael. It's a stam filibuster. It doesn't say any. So that's not a problem. So Nachamal said, the shail is, what's the third din? V'shlosh edrachim shavagit v'nashim v'shal. What's the third din? So it says, Kol ashtar sa'olam be'akoy shal nochrim k'sheirim chutz megit v'nashim v'shachuri avarim. So according to the second Loshen in the Gemara, on Yud Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom, seven lines from the bottom, so this Brisa doesn't read straight. It's not a din that they share in common Getisha with the Shtar Shechar Abiknaini. It's not because of Lola Meisha. It has nothing to do. It's because all Shtari Kinyan, we would say, are not valid. Their course is only good for Shtari Raya. Because we assume the Mara Nafshayu, the Gemara says, "L'havi Mara Nafshayu v'kasmalei shtar." They will never write a shtar unless it's true. It's only good l'bira dover. So this Bryce says clearly, like the other lashon in the Gemara, that the shtaris of the makosh and nochem are acceptable for all shtari kinyan, except for getisha and shichar avikneini. So why is it different? Why are these two different? So Rashi gives his fantastic interpretation here, but Tosfos doesn't want to accept the Rashi. Rashi says that goyim akasha le'edis indeed amominis because the yeshna b'toiras. The nochem are only pasal le'edis by gittin the kiddushin and by shichar aviknani because ain't a b'toiras. A nochem can have a slave, but he has no shtar shichar. He has no institution. He doesn't have a kinyan iser. He doesn't have a shtar shichar that he doesn't have. So whoever is ain't a b'toiras. That's the Gemara in Bava Basra. It was a Kuf Nun Hei. That was the Gemara in Bava Basra, that a cotton is pasul eidus because Zayin B'Toras Dini Mamanus. The Gemara says, whoever is Zayin B'Toras. The Gemara has later a din, whoever is Zayin B'Toras, the Gemara has a din here. Where's the Gemara? Whoever is Zayin B'Toras Git Mikidushin, here the top of Chav Gimel Amid Beis. The top line of Dafkav Gimel on the base. Amar Abasi, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Ain whoever nasa shaliach lekabel get leisha miyad baila lefi sheinu b'toras gitni mikidushin. The Gemara has a different din. Whoever zeinu b'toras cannot serve as a shliach lekabolos aget. Cannot serve as a shliach lekabolos aget. That's a different din. In order to be a shliach, shluchu shlorim kemoisai, how can I act as a shliach if I'm not parsha at all? How can I do kimoso? So if I'm ain't a bit toiras, I cannot function as a shlich. That's one din. Here we're talking about a different din. This is the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Hei. Whoever is a kotten, is ain't a bit toiras, mekach hamemkar, so kotten's pasal eidus on mekach hamemkar. So that's where Rashi writes over here, about psul eidus. That's the Rashi on Testament base. Since the kotten, since the akum is ain't a bit toiras, gitten, vikidushin, so the nochrim apostle le'edis to sign, it's Isa Behetta, so the apostle le'edis to sign on a get in a shtar shichra v'knani. But on all shtari mamen, the only reason why I wouldn't accept them is because if a Jew is a crook, a Jew is cheats in business, he's not neman. So if a nochri cheats in business, also not neman. But if you have arkoes, we know the arkoes are honest, maybe in the rest of in their private lives, maybe they're not honest, but they're not going to sign on a official document, on stationery from the court. The Gemara says, l'mar nafshayu. So therefore, strictly speaking, it would be kosher later. According to the way Rashi says, we understand. But Tosafot disagrees with Rashi. Tosafot says it's not true. Anachri is posel later because it's not achicha. So how do you understand this then? So the Gemara explains it there. The Gemara said on Yunam Beis, Hakar Reb Shimon, we saw the Gemara. Reb Shimon, I'm afelik sherim. Even Gitin Nashir Chava. How could that be? What do you mean? The Nochri is ain't a Beturba. See, they can't argue with that. The Gemara says, no. Yard Reb Shimon, the Shitosu Shal Reb Lozer. Reb Shimon holds like Reb Lozer, that ate him a Sira Karsi. So what does the Tanakama hold? No, the answer is Tanakama holds that it's Mizuyif Nitoichoi. So doesn't Reb Lozer hold from that also? So the Gemara says, maybe it's a detail machlaikis. If you have Shemus Mufokim, do you make the Xer the Rabbanon of Mizuyif Nitoichoi not? So that's what the Gemara means to say here. There's a din mid the Rabbanon on Mizuyif Mitoicha. There may be other cases where Mizuyif Mitoicha is a psul derais. But this case is black and white in the Gemara. The last line on Yudam and Beis, the top line of Yud Aleph and Aleph. This Mizuyif Mitoicha is only the Rabbanon. Maybe if you sign Shalom Lishma, some said that that's Mizuyif Mitoicha derais. If you have an Echot sign, the Gwen Shabrib said it's Mizuyif Mitoicha Menat Torah. But this one for sure is only with the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says over here, this Mizuyif Mitoichai, by the Shtoris with Nochem sign, this was only instituted by Gitinoshim Shechuri Avodim. Dil Mosel Mismach Alayu, because these are the two Shtoris that affect the Kula in the area of Issa the Hezbollah. So they made Exer the Rabbanon, Dil Mosel Mismach Alayu, they said Mizuyif Mitoichai Pasels. But if you have Shtori Mammon, that'll be signed by Nochem, so that Mizuyif Mitoichai will be kosher. That's what we pointed out. The Mefarshim HaChosh Mishpat asked. They quote that Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Ches, Hayi Matan to Davi Chasim, Alei Trei Gisi, Adashtar Matana, that was signed by the two brothers-in-law married to the two sisters. You're using Baal Ki Yishta twice, so that's a Machloike Satanaim. So we passed in Gisim, Apostolate, it's on the level of Rishon. Berishon, you do say Baal Ki Yishta twice. So the Gemara says, even if you give it, Bifnei Eidim Mesir is also no good because Mizuyif Mitoichai. So you see from that Gemara in Sanhedrin that the Psul of Mizuyif Mitoichai applies even by Shtori Mammon. And here the Gemara says Mizuyif Mitoichai doesn't apply by Shar Shtoris, only by Getish and Shtar Shechai V'Knaini. So that's the teretz that the Achrenim gave in Choshe Mishpot on the side of the Daf. It depends whether Chasmei HaMakom or Chasmei HaKrovim. Chasmei HaMakom, the Rashbo wrote a Loshin on Daf Peivav, that's Tiyuta B'Yalma. And Nochri is Bechlal, not in the Parsha of Eidus at all. So that's not called Mizuyif Mitoichai. So it's only a Chumer Midir Rabbana by Get Isha, by Shtar Shichar Abiknaini. But if you have Chosmeyam Kroivim, or let's say a Rosh also, the Rosh can always do Tshuva. If you have Korav Apostle, so that's an Eid Apostle. It's not that he doesn't have a Shem Eid at all. So that's a Mizuyif Mitoichai that Midir Rabbana Alpi Paz, they even introduced it by Shtari Mamet. So that's the third din. The third din is the Shlosh Drachm Shavu. It's only according to one Loshen. If you have the gears in the Mishnah Chutz Mikigite Noshim, so Shtar Salam Akosh Noch Managel by any Shtar Kinyan. It's not that it has something, not something unique that's shared in common by the Getish and the Shtar Shech HaVeknaini. So the Braise is only going according to the first Loshen in the Gemara on Daf Yudim and Beis. Very strange. A Braise. Until the shyness and Amar, right?
Rashi also says in that place, Ksherim, Bedin, Mochasadima. He says in the top of that place in the base, Rashi says, Ksherim, Taki goes by the first
Lashon. The first Lashon. We're assuming, like the first Lashon. Yeah, that's what it looks like. And what do they have in common? That they made a Chumra mid the Rabbanon because these two stories, the Getisha and the Shtashich Aviknaini, are stories which are Boim Lahokil and in the area, Visa Veheter. So they made Xerah the Rabbanon of Mizuyif Mitoichai even by Chosmei HaMakom. If it will be Chosmei HaKrovim, it would apply even to Shtori Mammon. But Chosmei HaMakom, they only made Xerah the Rabbanon by Getish and Shtashich HaVeknaini. So these are the three dinim that they share in common that are not shared in common with other shtars. Only get these in Shilcha Rabbi Kanani. Then the Brisa says that according to Rabbi Meir's opinion, there's a fourth din that they share in common. Ukedire Reb Meir biarbo. There's a fourth case. What's the fourth din that they share in common? I'm a ten gedzeli shtashe hazeli avdium. Yeah. The Baal wants to divorce his wife, so he writes a get, and the wife is not here. If the wife is here, he can give her the get Baal Korcha. It's not proper, it's not permissible. Rabbeinu Gershom, Be'erechem, Zachem, Rabbeinu Gershom. The Ran and the Tshuva wants to have, the Beis Yosef quotes, the Tshuva Saran wants to say that to give a get Baal Korcha is an Avera Deraisa. You married the woman he's saying, you're going to love, honor, and cherish her, then you decide, you fall in love, he falls in love with the secretary, and he gets rid of the wife. He had all the children with the first wife. She's the one who helped him go through a law school, and she's the one who helped him become a big lawyer, and now he gets rid of her after all this. So that's an avla gedola ben adam l'chaver. So an aver it certainly is. The Ran says in the Tshuva, an aver deraisa it is for sure. L'chaver. But still, the get bal korcha is still chal. So if the wife would be here, he'd give her the get in person, or the Eved Kanani is here. You can give the shticher Eved Kanani to the Eved Kanani bal korcha also. So the Eved Kanani would be Meshuchah. We're talking the wife is not here. The Eved Kanani is not here. So I want to give the get to someone else to be Zech on behalf of the wife. So we have a principle, Zech on the Adam Shalai Befono. We have a din. If I want to give a matana to someone who's not here, I give it to someone who is it. If you're kind of for the other one, then you apply Zech on the Adam Shalai Befono. We do it all the time when you make an Erev. So you buy a box of matzahs, and the box of matzahs has to be owned B'shutfis by all the Shem Shabbos. So the Mishnah says an Erev in Zech on the Adam Shalai Befono. Give it to one Jewish person. Tell them to pick it up at Tefach and to be kind of shutus. All the Shem Shabbos who live here now are going to move until next Pesach. So that's the principle of Zach L'Yadim Shalai B'Fanav. This din of Zach L'Yadim Shalai B'Fanav, that's a din d'Araisa or a din d'Rabbanan. So that's a machlokes HaTanoim and Bava Basra. Some Tanoim hold Beferish in the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah, three different opinions. One Tana holds Zachin L'Katan, Dein Zachin L'Gadol. Zachin only works for a Katan. It's a Takana d'Rabbanan, and the only Hanna make a Takana for a Katan. A Gadol can fend on his own, can take care of himself. What do you need to make a takana for the Gadol for? And the other Tanoim say no. One Tana says only Zachan the Gadol, Bein Zachan the Katan, because Schi is a branch of Shlichus. So there's no Shlichus the Katan, so there's no Schi the Katan. And we paskin not like either, we paskin Zachan Bein the Katan, Bein the Gadol. Machleg Zablezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and two versions of the Machleg Zablezer, Rabbi Yeshua. So it comes out, there are two Tanoim and three Shitas. The two Tanoim, Rabbi Blazer, Rabbi Shua, but there's a Machlegs Amei, Rabbi Yudah, what was the Machlegs Ablezer and Rabbi Shua? So we paskin Zochin, Bein Lakotan, Bein Lagot. We paskin Zochin. So Zochin Lakotan is a famous Machlegs in the Rishonim, whether that's the Raisa or the Rabbanon. That's two Girsis in the Gemara Nezel Neshech. The Gemara says, even though a Kotan doesn't have a Shliach, the Shliach is Slay, Schia Mio mid the Rabbanon is Slay, Schia Mio is Slay. So the two Girsis about Zochin Lakotan. But Zochin the Gadol, the generally accepted opinion is that that's a din deraisa. We don't follow that opinion in the Mishnah, that the whole institution of Zochin the Mishnah of Zochin the Rabban. So we're talking about a din deraisa. So the husband wants to divorce his wife, she's not here. So he gives the get to someone who is here, he should be Zochin on behalf of the wife. So we assume that that's not a schus. If the woman had the people from Ora making demonstrations for the last 5 years, and they're trying to bribe the husband, and finally he gives in and he says, I'm going to give a get, then you know that it's a schus, okay? Then you can be zecha the get for the isha. But we don't know one way or the other, so we don't have the right to assume that it's a schus. We assume that chov hu l'isha she teitzi mitachas baila. It's not considered a schus, it's a chayva. Why should we say it's a chayva? Maybe she does want it. We don't know what's going on behind closed doors. Maybe the wife will be tickled pink, she'll be so thrilled that the husband finally gave her a get. The public doesn't know. So why don't you say that itself should be a schus? We should give the wife all the options. The din is, let's say I have a safe, I want to give it a matana to someone who's not here. So I give it to you, you pick it up, you claim it for the other person. He's not stuck bal korcha. If he does want it, he says, I don't want it. If he says, I don't want it, if he's moiche, when he first hears about it, so he breaks up the whole zochel adam shalai b'fonav. So that's what the nesiva says, that question. The other achronim asks, why do you say, I'm a ten gedzel ishti, it's a chayva. Why do you say it's a chayva? The woman has the option of saying no. So if you give the woman all the options, that itself is the tzchus. The wife now has the option of deciding. But if she wants to get, it's good. If she doesn't want to get, it's also good. Fine, whatever she wants goes. So shouldn't that itself be the tzchus? So that's what the Nesivus points out. There's a tshuva in the Sefer Halichas Eliyahu. That's the Sefer written by Rav Soloveitchik's grandfather, Rav Moshe's uncle, Rav Moshe Feinstein's uncle, Rav Dolya Feinstein. So he has in his tshuva Sefer Halichas Eliyahu, he quotes this Nesivus and he elaborates on it. You see from here, you see from this Mishnah, that you can't apply the rule of Zachal Adam Shalom Afanam unless it looks that's going to be L'tay Vasa. I have this gift, have a gift, and every normal person would like, if it's a gift, a sefer that's falling apart. So I'm not so convinced that the guy wants a ripped up sefer. Maybe he has a better sefer at home. So if you're not so convinced, he can say Zachal Adam Shalom Afanam. If he doesn't want it, he can always turn it down. You don't say Zachal Adam Shalom Afanam. But if I have a box of matzahs and I'm making an Erev, he has everything to gain and nothing to lose. But why doesn't he want to have a shutzfus in the box of matzah to be able to carry? Why should he not want it? Or if I have a nice gift, a $100 gift certificate, I have a gift, a normal person would want it. If it looks from the perspective of the present that he is going to be happy with it. So then we apply the rule of Zachal Adam Shalom Afanam, and then we say he has a right to turn it down. But if we're not so sure now whether he's going to like it or not, the fact that we're giving him all the options, that itself doesn't count as a Zachal Adam Shalom Afanam. That's the shadow. Let's say a ger kotam ad bila mosam adaz bezi. So you convert a little child. So the Rashba writes in Ksubis and Daf Yud Aleph, the Shittim Kavetzis quotes the Rashba. A ger kotam is Zachal Adam Shalom Afanam if he's being brought up by religious parents. What if the parents are not observant? So it's better he should remain a guy. What are we doing him a favor to make him Jewish? Not only will he have to live up to the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Erech, that's tough enough. Now he has to live up to all the 613 Mitzvahs. It's much more difficult. So if he's being brought up by observant parents, so we assume that they're going to give him a Jewish education, a Torah education, and he'll be happy with the Jewish religion. But if he's being brought up by secular Jews, why should you assume that that's his chus? Maybe later on he'll become a Baal Tshuva and he'll be happy about the fact that we were Megayrim. Yeah, but that's not good enough that you give him all the options. If he wants to, he can become Jewish, and if he doesn't want to, he can turn it down when he reaches by mitzvah. No, has to look from the perspective of the present. It has to appear as if it's going to be L'tay Vasay. And then we say that he has the choice later on when he finds out, he has a choice to decide. So that's what the Mishnah says, L'kamun Yud Aleph Amaveis. The man writes to get the gift to his wife. So if it's a situation we know for sure that it's a schus for the woman, so that's a Gemara in Yevamos, the end of Yevamos, that then you say Zachal Adam Shalom Afanam on the get also. We assume Zachal Adam Shalom Afanam is a din deraisa. It's not just a din medrabban. It works even for a get, L'hakel, to say that the woman is divorced. So by get, we normally assume that it's not L'tevosa. By the Shtar Shichre, that's a machlokes Reb Meir and the Chacham. They had different attitudes towards freedom. Reb Meir is not so convinced. An Eved who has a slave mentality, maybe not so clear that he wants to go free. In Iraq, when American troops came in and they declared their freedom for all the people, democracy, so the people were angry. They don't want democracy. They want back the old system. They don't know what it means to be free. So that's what Reb Meir holds. Who says, even though the Odon gave the Shtar Shichru to a third party to be Zerch on behalf of the Abiknaini, who says that the Abiknaini is so happy about it? We're not so convinced. We assume like the Chachamim. We assume, the American government assumes that everybody wants freedom. So we're modern people, so we assume like the Chachamim. But Reb Meir says not so. So the Gemara says, Reb Meir be our bo. Not only are there three things that they share in common, here's the fourth thing that they have in common as well. Yeah. What do you mean they both have in common? That we're not so convinced in both cases that it's a schus. As opposed to what? The Gemara says the things that they have in common means as opposed to all other shtaras. I mean, if I have a shtar matona on my karka, I'm giving you real estate, so I'll give it to a third party to be zecha for someone else, we assume that the guy probably wants it, unless it's a dilapidated check. Then you don't say Zachal Adam Shalom Afanam, but if it's proper, a nice mansion, a beautiful piece of real estate, we assume Zachal Adam Shalom Afanam. But by Gedish and Shtar Shichru Abi Knaini, according to Reb Meir, since we're not so convinced that it's L'tay Vasam, so you can't apply Zachal Adam Shalom Afanam. So that's what the Gemara is going to continue to discuss. Why did you only list three cases? There are so many other dinim that they have in common. You need Lishma by both, and you need and Mechuber is no good by both. So the Gemara is going to say, well, we're only talking about Din of the Rabbanim. How is the third Din? How is that a Din of the Rabbanim? Zoch le'adam shalai b'fanav. that by the Gedish and the Shtar Shir Chavikneini, Ramei holds them are not so convinced that it's L'Tayv Asam. If you're not convinced, so you can't apply Zachana. Zachana B'Shalapan only applies if in the perspective of the present it looks like it's really going to be L'Tayv Asam. So that's a Din Deraisa. That's a Sakalat, the Zachana, unless you say the whole... Let's say the whole din of Zachna and Shlomo Fanav is only the Rabbanan. One Tana holds like that in Bava Basra. The whole institution of Zachna and Shlomo Fanav is only the Rabbanan. So how can you be Mizakeh get even if it is L'Tayv Asam? The Gemara says in the end of Yevamos, if we know for sure that the woman is dying to get a get, so the husband, even if the wife is not here, the husband can write the get and give it to anybody, and there'll be Zachah the get for the wife. So the Pashtus is that it's a din deraisa. We assume Zachan is a din deraisa. And Reb Meir says that by Getish and Shtashir Chavik 90, we're not so convinced that it's L'Tayv Asam. So isn't that a Din Deraisa? Why does the Gemara say that that's a Din Derabbana? Okay, we got to figure it out. The Gemara's going to continue.